In this week's parsha, the Torah relates about the din of what's called Chavite Kohen Gadol, a special meal offering that was brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. The pasuk says Tamid. The Kohen would have to bring it from his own money, what belongs to him. He would have to bring this Karban Mincha half in the morning and half in the evening. What is the halacha if the Kohen Gadol passes away and there's no new Kohen Gadol appointed yet? So we have a machloikas of the Tanoim, that what happens, who brings this Minchas Kohen Gadol? Where is the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol going to come from? Reb Shimon says, Mishal Tzibur, it comes from the public funds, the communal funds. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that it comes from Mishal Yerushim, it comes from the heirs of the Kohen Gadol. They are the ones that bring the Karban Mincha until a new Kohen Gadol is going to be appointed. Now in the Gemara, there is a Beraisa brought that explains the reason for this machloikas. Rabbi Yehuda learns the pasuk that says, "Va'akoyen ha-moshiach tachtov mibonov yasoi." So the pasuk says, the kohen that is anointed instead of him from his children will bring this mincha. Rabbi Yehuda translates the pasuk as follows: "Ha-koyen ha-moshiach, the kohen that anointed, if he passes away." Then tacht of echod mibonav yasoisa. Instead of him, one of his children should now bring this carbon. In other words, one of the Yershim are going to bring it. On the other hand, Reb Shimon learns from the words chukas oilam. He says chukas oilam means that this mincha comes from oilam, meaning from the rest of the community, from the terumas halishka, from the money that's in the special chamber in the Beis Hamikdash for communal funds. Now, from the wording of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Mishal mi hoisa kreva, this mincha of the Kohen Gadol would now be brought from whom? And so too, from the wording of both Tanoim in their words, says the Rebbe, it's mashma, it's implied, that the obligation to bring this offering midoiraisa, when there's no new Kohen Gadol appointed yet, is not like some other separate obligation than the obligation that was on the Kohen Gadol himself. In other words, that now the Kohen Gadol, the Torah is coming along and saying a chiddush that there's another obligation for these chavitim. When there's no Kohen Gadol, so now somebody else has to bring these chavitim, this Karban Mincha. But rather, that it's a continuation. It's part of the same obligation that the Kohen Gadol had, that the Kohen Gadol was bringing. Now that he's not there, someone else has to continue and bring that same Karban. According to this, says the Rebbe, we could take it a step further, that the machloikas regarding these psukim is really a machloikas, not only who is going to take over after the Kohen Gadol, but it's really about how we understand the carbon of the Kohen Gadol himself, even when the Kohen Gadol himself is bringing it. Says the Rebbe, in regards to the gedder of how we understand the chavite Kohen Gadol, these meal offerings of the Kohen Gadol, even though it's true, it does come from his money, and it is considered his carbon, it's called Chavite Kohen Gadol, but we could view it in two different ways. Is it completely considered a carbon yachid, a private individual carbon, or is it in some way like a carbon tzibur, like a communal offering? And the Rebbe says this is connected with the reasons that are given for this carbon. The Chinuch explains that the reason for this mitzvah is because the Kohen Gadol is considered the shliach between the Yidden and their Father in Heaven, the Yidden and Hashem. In other words, he is the one that davens for them. Through his tfilois, through his korbonois, the Yidden are atoned for. And therefore it is fitting for such a person to have a special korbon on a regular, ongoing basis, just like the tmidei atzibur, just like the korban tamid of the tzibur. And in this way, this will be both beneficial for him and for them. According to this explanation, what follows is that the minchas chavitin, this mincha that's brought in a regular way every single day by the Kohen Gadol, is for the kapara of the tzibur, similar to the tmidim that are brought by the tzibur. Especially that the chavite Kohen Gadol are actually brought and are done together with the karban tamid. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, says the Rebbe, it seems implied and understood from many of the other Mefarshim that the carbon is connected specifically to the Kohen Gadol as an individual. And this could be understood again from a number of the reasons that the various mefarshim, that those that give the reasons for the mitzvahs, explain. And the Rebbe gives an example. The Abarbanel brings quite a number of reasons for this special mincha. And the Rebbe quotes two of them. One of the reasons is so that the Kohen Gadol will go with humility in front of Hashem. He will have the signs of a poor man standing in front of the master of the whole earth, the master of the world in front of Hashem. In other words, just like a poor person brings a meal offering of flour, in a similar way, the Kohen Gadol is bringing this simple mincha. Another reason that Abarbanel gives is that Hashem wanted that every single day there should be both a carbon yachid being brought and a carbon tzibur. So in other words, we have something that applies to the whole klal, which is, in other words, the klal Yisroel has a tzibur, this is like the carbon tamid, and then we have, for the individual, a carbon yachid. Who is the one that brings a carbon yachid, that there's a carbon yachid every day, an individual carbon? That's the Kohen Gadol. From these two reasons, it's quite clear that it's to do with the Kohen Gadol as an individual. Says the Rebbe, according to this, we can now say that the machloikas that we had before, when a Kohen Gadol passes away and no one else was appointed yet, so the question was, who should be bringing this carbon, is actually dependent on these two types of reasons that we just explained, of how we understand the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. If we should say that the carbon of the Kohen Gadol is more similar to a carbon tzibur, then it should follow that if there's no Kohen Gadol to bring the carbon, then clearly it should be brought by the tzibur, it should be brought from the communal funds. If, on the other hand, we understand the carbon of the Kohen Gadol as having nothing to do with the tzibur, it's completely to do with the Kohen Gadol as an individual, so then in a case when there's no Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol passes away, the carbon then should be brought by his yershim, by his heirs. Says the Rebbe, according to this, that Rabbi Yehuda would be of the opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the carbon is brought from the yershim, and it's based on what we just explained, it would be because the carbon is more to do with the Kohen Gadol himself as an individual. Says the Rebbe, based on this, we can now understand the Rambam when he discusses this halacha. The Rambam paskens that if the Kohen Gadol passes away in the morning after he brought the half of his sorin of the morning carbon, and there was no new Kohen Gadol appointed yet, so he says that the Yershim, which is like the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yershim are the ones that bring a complete Isorei now, and the Rambam adds the words Avur Kaporosoi as an atonement for him. And the question is, what is the point of this addition, Avur Kaporosoi, that the Yershim are bringing this for his Kapara? And also, what is this based on? Where is the Rambam taking this from? Says the Rebbe, the explanation is that the Rambam is actually trying to indicate the reason why it is that the Yershim are the ones that bring it. And another point, seemingly, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda changes from the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, Mibonov Yasa Isa, that one of the children will bring this carbon, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda understands it. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say the children. He doesn't say from the sons. He says the Yershim, which could be understood that it's not necessarily only the male children, it could even be the daughters. Now the male children, as we understand, they are at least begeder to bring the minchas chavit, and they could at least usually bring the mincha. Needless to say, if one of the sons could actually fill the place of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, potentially, he already is, so to speak, the Kohen Gadol, and he's eventually going to become the Kohen Gadol, but even the regular sons, who are regular Kohenim, and will remain regular Kohenim, so a regular Kohen also brings this special mincha, at least on the day that they start their avoida. But what seems to be implied over here is that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have sons and only has daughters, it seems to be implied that they're going to bring the minchas chavitin. And the question is, where is Rabbi Yehuda getting such a chiddush from? That these Yarshim, he just says Yarshim, which again implies even the daughters would bring a carbon. And not only what the Pasuk says clearly bonav. And this is what the Rambam is coming to explain. That this carbon is not coming as a carbon from these Yarshim on their own. It's not their carbon. The Rambam says it's avur kaporosoi, it's a kapora for the Kohen Gadol that passed away. In other words, the fact that the Yorshim are bringing this carbon is for the kapora of the Moirish, the one who's leaving them this inheritance. Because the Chavite Kohen Gadol are a kapora for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it's not a gedder of their carbon, and therefore it can become a question, are they the ones supposed to be bringing a carbon or not? But rather, it's the carbon of the Moirish, the carbon of the father. They're bringing it as the Yorshim, the carbon for their father. The Rebbe now moves on to a Rashi. The Rebbe says, based on the whole explanation that we just gave about Chavite Kohen Gadol, that they have this gedder of similar to a carbon tzibur, on the one hand. On the other hand, we could say that it's more similar to a carbon yachid of the Kohen Gadol's own personal carbon. Says the Rebbe, based on all of this, we could now move on and understand the Rashi, what Rashi says on this pasuk. Va'koyen ha-moshiach tachtov mibonoiv yaso isa, that the Kohen is going to be anointed from his children will make this carbon. And then the pasuk says, kolul tachtor completely needs to be burnt. So first of all, Rashi quotes the words HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov, the one that's anointed instead of him from his children. And Rashi says, HaMashiach Mibonov Tachtov. So Rashi is switching the words. He's saying, the one that's anointed from his children instead of him. Which the Rebbe is soon going to go to explain. Then Rashi quotes the words Kolil Tachtor. And Rashi explains that Ein Nikmetzes, there's the no Kmitza, the Ein Nikmetzes Liyah Shireh Ne'acholin. There's no Kmitza taken off in a way that part of it is taken a handful of flour off and then the rest of it will then be eaten, as is often the case in a Karba Mincha. Elo Kula Kolil, rather it all is burnt on the Mizbeach. So the first question that Rebbe asks is regarding that first Rashi. As Mefarshim actually ask, what is Rashi actually trying to say by switching the words in the Pasuk? What was changed or added in the understanding of the Pasuk that Rashi just did? Again, the Pasuk says, HaMashiach Tachtav Mibonav, the one that's anointed instead of him from his children. And Rashi says, HaMashiach, the one that's anointed Mibonav from his children, Tachtav instead of him. In the second Rashi, is also difficult. Number one, again, what's Rashi being Mechadish, what's Rashi teaching us? The Pasuk says, Kolil Toktor, that it's all burnt. That seemingly only has one explanation, that you bring up the whole thing, burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach, and nothing remains to be eaten. So what's Rashi saying? Rashi is Mayrich in this whole thing, that Ein Nikmetzes Liyah Shireh Necholin, you don't take off the handful so that the rest will be eaten, rather Kula Kolil, rather the whole thing gets burnt. Furthermore, if you want to say that Rashi wants to explain what that word kolul means, Rashi had earlier, in a different pasuk, Rashi had already separately said, when Rashi was speaking about the mincha of a Yisroel, that you take off a handful of flour, so Rashi there said, what about the mincha of a kolul, mincha of a koyin, what happens with that? Shehi kolil, that gets completely burnt, but Rashi uses the term kolil. Rashi doesn't explain what the word kolil means. In other words, Rashi, it's obvious to Rashi that the word kolil means that you burn the whole carbon. So Rashi himself used this term earlier on already. So why is suddenly Rashi giving us this whole arichos that ein nikmetzes, liyo yishareh necholin, you don't take off the handful so that the rest can be eaten, elo kulo kolil, rather the whole thing is kolil. And note also, as we'll soon see, that Rashi even here doesn't even say the word kolil what it means. Doesn't even say that it means that it all gets burnt. And now we look at the next pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chol minchas koyein, and any mincha of a koyein, kolil ti eloi seyachol. So Rashi translates the word kolil, kula shava legavoy, it all goes equally up to Hashem. So the Rebbe says here, it seems very strange. The first time Rashi used the word kolil, as we said a few psukim earlier, Rashi spoke about the idea of kolil. Rashi didn't give any explanation. Rashi himself uses the term kolil, expecting us to know what it means. Then Rashi has a Rashi and says on the word kolil, he gives us this whole beer, ein nikmetzes, you don't take off the handful of flour for the rest to be eaten separately, etc. And now, after all of that, and his third Rashi, Rashi is now suddenly coming to tell us what the word kolil means. That means it all goes to Hashem. What's going on over here? Says the Rebbe, the explanation is, What was really bothering Rashi in the pasuk was the change in expression in these two psukim. The first pasuk that's speaking about the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen that's anointed, the pasuk uses the term kolil toktor. It's completely burnt up. In the next pasuk, where it's speaking about the mincha of a regular Kohen anytime a Kohen brings a meal offering, the pasuk says kolil tihyeh. From the change of wording of these psukim, Rashi is medayik that it's actually two different sorts of things happening over here. The way they are kolil are different. And this is emphasized and explained in the arichos of Rashi's words. Going back again to the words kolil toktar, that's regarding the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, Rashi explained, Ein nikmetzes yiliyo shiorei necholin, a handful of flour is not taken off in order to allow the rest of it to be eaten, elokula kolil, but rather instead it all gets burnt. What Rashi is trying to say with this arichos, he's trying to make clear, is not to say that there is no kmitza, that you don't take off a handful of flour. He's not coming to negate the idea of kmitza. There is kmitza. What he's saying is that it's not the kind of kmitza that's going to allow, as a result of the handful of flour that's going to be burnt, that's not going to allow the rest of it to be eaten. Instead, the rest of it will also be burnt on the Mizbeach. As we find this din regarding other inyanim, that koimitz karav la'atzmoy, the handful of flour will be burnt separately, and shirayim, and the rest of it will be burnt separately. So when the pasuk says, kolil toktor, it means, yes, all of it will be burnt. Both the koimitz, the handful, as well as the rest of it, but each one separately. And this is what Rashi meant when he said that ein nikmetzes, liyo shoreh necholen, it's not, the handful of flour is not taken off in a way that it's going to permit the rest to be eaten. Rather, all of it is burned, but there is still kmitza done. You are taking off a handful of flour and it's being burned separately to the rest of it. That's in the first pasuk. Well, so again, Rashi doesn't have to explain the word kolil. Rashi had used the word kolil already earlier. Kolil means it's all burnt, but Rashi is giving us a specific way of how it's burnt in our case. Then when it comes to a regular koyin, when it says kolil tiyeh, and Rashi explains kula shavah l'gavayir, it all goes equally to Hashem, here Rashi is telling us that in this mincha there is no dividing it. We don't divide separately a handful and separately the rest of it. Rather, it all gets burnt equally together because there's no kmitza at all. Kolil tiyeh. It remains completely kolil hold the whole time. Now, the question of course becomes, what is the difference between the mincha of the Kohen Gadol and the mincha of a regular Kohen? And this is now going to go back to the point we were speaking about before of what kind of mincha is the mincha of a Kohen Gadol. Based on what we explained before in the earlier part of the Sikha says that now we understand it simply. Rashi in Pshutei Shel Mikra is going with the opinion that the mincha, the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, that comes every single day is brought, are not like the korban that the Kohen Gadol is bringing it as an individual, as a private individual, which would then be in the same category as a regular Kohen that brings a mincha. But in this case, a little bit more than that, it's a Kohen Gadol. But rather, Rashi is going with the line of reasoning that it's a carbon that he's bringing as a shliach of Klal Yisrael. So it's more similar to a carbon tamid. More similar to a carbon tzibur. And now we can understand why Rashi learns that these chavite Kohen Gadol do need to have kmitza. Why in that first pasuk, the way we explained it, is Rashi saying that you do need to take off the handful of flour, although it will be burnt separately. Why? Because it's not like the mincha of a regular kohen. It's more the mincha of a tzibur. And therefore it needs to have kmitza, just like every mincha that's brought on the mizbeach is usually has kmitza. The exception is the mincha of a regular kohen. So it needs kmitza. It's only that since practically it's being brought through a kohen gadol, so therefore, it's somewhat similar to a regular Kohen, and therefore, the rest of it is not going to be eaten, it's also going to be burnt, but there's still kmitza. Says the Rebbe, this will also explain to us what Rashi said first, which we asked about, when the pasuk says, Va'akoyen ha-moshiach tachtov mibonov, and Rashi explains, all he's doing seemingly is switching a few words, and he says, HaMashiach mibonav tachtav. The pasuk says, the Kohen that's anointed instead of him from his children. And Rashi says, the one that's anointed from his children instead of him. What was Rashi saying? Because Rashi is coming over here to negate in Pshuta Shel Mikra the Pirush that Rabbi Yehuda gave on this pasuk. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that it's going to be his children that are going to be bringing, if the Kohen Gadol passes away, the children, the Yorshim, are going to be bringing it. And he learns it out from this pasuk. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what came out was the word Mibonov, and therefore also the word Tachtov, are not connected to Moshiach, to the word the Kohen that is anointed, that one of his children are going to bring. Rather, it goes to the further part of the pasuk, as we explained, that Kohen and Moshiach means, if the Kohen, Rabbi Yehuda translated, if he passes away, then one of his children are going to bring it now instead of him. As we said before, the Kohen Moshiach passes away, then Tachtov, Mibonov, Yasoy, so one of his children instead of him will bring it. This Karba Mincha. And this is what Rashi is coming to negate, that rather what the Pasuk is referring to is the simple situation that when you have a Kohen, you have, we're speaking about that there's a Kohen Gadol, and then the next Kohen Gadol after him starts bringing, instead of Aaron, so you have Aaron originally bringing these minchas, and then the next Kohen Gadol, and the next Kohen Gadol will be bringing these minchas. We're not speaking about the case of a Kohen Gadol passing away. Now, even though, why does Rashi even have to negate this Pirush? To say that it's speaking about a Kohen Gadol that passed away, and that one of his children are now going to bring it temporarily till there's another Kohen Gadol, even though this Pirush seems to be far from Pshuta Shel Mikra, from the simple meaning of the pasuk. So why does Rashi have to bother with it? And Rashi has to change the words over here. Because there would still be room to say that from the fact that the pasuk says, instead of a koyen mibonov, a Mashiach mibonov tachtov, the pasuk says, tachtov mibonov, it sounds like maybe the pasuk is coming to hint to another din over here. In addition to the simple pshat of the pasuk that the next Kohen Gadol has to bring this korban, maybe the pasuk is coming to hint that the Kohen Gadol that passed away, then his children bring the korban. In other words, maybe it's hinting to this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rashi is coming to negate this pirush and pshutei shel mikra and says, no, read the pasuk as if it says, HaKohen HaMoshiach Mibonov Tachtov. In other words, we're not making that interruption between the word Moshiach and Mibonov. And to say that the Kohen Gadol passed away, and now we're discussing that the children bring it. Rather, we're saying the Kohen that's anointed from his children, the next Kohen Gadol, is the one that brings this mincha. And not just any one of his children bring it. Because again, Rashi is learning over here that the Chavite Kohen Gadol are coming as a kapara for Klal Yisrael. He's going with that opinion. And that the Kohen Gadol is bringing it as a shliach of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there's no room for this idea that if a Kohen Gadol passes away, then his child, it's not a Kohen Gadol, who is not a shliach of Klal Yisrael, should be bringing this carbon. Says the Rebbe, according to all of this, that the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is really an argument about the whole gedder of this mincha, of the minchas chavitin. And this is even when the Kohen Gadol himself is bringing it. The discussion is whether it's part of the, as a carbon yachad or a carbon sibur. Says the Rebbe, based on this, we can explain another difference regarding the hakrovas hachavitin, regarding bringing this carbon. The Gemara asks, Rav Shimon learned from the word chok oilam that it comes from the, that if the Kohen Gadol passed away, then it comes from the rest of the world. In other words, it comes from the communal funds. So the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the words chok oilam? So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda says, Chuka la'olam tei, that this is a chayk forever. What does this mean? Tosfos explains, in other words, we're going to say that what it means is that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring this every single day. That's what it means, Chuka la'olam tei. Why do we have to learn this from this pasuk? Tosfos explains, because we would have thought that maybe only Aharon is the one that brings the chavitin every single day. The pasuk says mincha of tamid, but maybe it's only Aaron that brings it every single day. Whereas his children, the eventual kohenim gadolim, are only going to bring it the day, the time when they become a kohen gadol. That is, even though they technically brought a mincha already the day they started doing avodah as a regular kohen, from now on, so then when they become a kohen gadol, they also have to bring this mincha, but still not every single day. And that's what the pasuk is teaching, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chukol oilam tehei, that a kohen has to bring it, the kohen gadol has to bring these chavitin every single day. Now, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, as Tosfos concludes over there, never had this svara to say that maybe the Kohen Gadol shouldn't have to bring it every single day. I don't need to learn out from Chok Oilam that he needs to bring it every single day, because according to Reb Shimon, it's obvious that the Kohen Gadol has to bring it every single day. Says the Rebbe, the question is, what is the svara over here for this machloikas? What is the svara to say whether we would understand ourselves that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring the Chavitin every single day, not only Aaron, but also in future generations? Or that we need to learn it out from a special pasuk, Chok Oilam? But based on what we said before about this machloikas of whether it's a carbon tamid, a carbon tzibur, or like a carbon yachid, we can understand it. Says the Rebbe, generally the avoides atmidios, the avoides that are regular, constant, consistent, continual avoides in the Beis HaMikdash, are always connected with the tzibur. The tzibur is the one that brings these karbonis on a regular basis. Because the tzibur themselves is a constant, everlasting metzius, everlasting entity. As the din is, we have a concept that tzibur loimeis, the community, the yidden as a whole, never die. And therefore, according to Rab Shimon, that the chavitei kohen gadol are like a carbon tzibur, we don't need a special limud to say that when it says in the pasuk mincha tamid about it, it means also not only for Aaron, but for future generations, but rather it's obvious. It's a carbon tzibur, and it's similar to the carbon tamid. Obvious, it means it's going to be every single day. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's a carbon yachid, that's the carbon, a private carbon of the Kohen Gadol himself, we don't find any such thing that there should be a carbon of a yachid that comes every single day. And therefore, we need a special limud to say that in this particular carbon yachid, he says, chukas oilam, it means it will be forever, that every single day he has to bring this carbon. Says the Rebbe, based on this, that the difference is not only of whether we need a special limud, but rather we're saying there's actually a difference in the kind of gather of this consistency of tmidus of this carbon. Says the Rebbe, we could take it a step further. The Rebbe says, we could say as follows, the chiyuvim tmidim, those chiyuvim that are a constant one on the tzibur, is not in a way that every single day there is another chiyuv, another, a new obligation, but rather it's one obligation that continues the whole time. Just like the tzibur itself, the community itself, is one mitzvah that continues all the time, as mentioned. And we would apply the same thing to the chavitei kohen gadol. If we learn that it's similar to a carbon tzibur, then it means that obligation of bringing it in a way of mincha tamid, and every single day, it means it's one continuous obligation, which applies on the day that the kohen gadol was anointed and he started doing his avoida, to be at makriv every single day. So this is one chiyuv that continues all the time, similar to the chiyuv of a carbon tamid on the tzibur, that it's one chiyuv and continues every single day. If, on the other hand, we should learn that it's a carbon yachid, since, as we said, by a yachid, there is no idea of tamidus, of this idea of being constant and everlasting, like by the tzibur that we say that is loymes. By a yachid, we don't say that. So then we would have to say that the chiyuv of this hakrava of minchas tamid means that every single day the Kohen Gadol sort of has like a separate and a new chiyuv to bring these chavitim. And according to this, says the Rebbe, we'll now understand the drasha of the Torah's Kohenim and the Pasuk. When the Pasuk starts describing these chavitim, the Pasuk says like this, Ze korban Aaron, b'yoymi moshachoy, says this is the carbon of Aaron in the day he gets anointed. And then the Pasuk says, mincha tamid, it's a constant mincha. So the Torah's Kohenim says the following. Miyoyim shenimshach, from the day that he's anointed, he has to bring this asiris ha'efa, this tenth of an efa, ad oilam, forever. Says the Torah's Kohenim, o'yeinu, or perhaps, biyoyim imashach oisoy, means only on the day that he's anointed, and then he stops. So the Torah's Kohenim then goes on and says, that's why the Pasuk says, mincha tamid, that it's a constant mincha, every single day. Aye, then why does it say, biyoymi moshach oisoi, on the day he's anointed? So the Torah's Kohenim explains, it means, he on the day he's anointed, he brings Asiris Ha'efa, and from then on, forever. So the Rebbe says, seemingly, this Torah's Kohenim is not understood. What did the Torah's Kohenim answer that the words biyoymi moshach oisei means that he brings it from the day he's anointed and ad oilam, forever? If we just had the words minchas tamid, we would also understand that it means that now he has to bring the carbon from when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, which is basically the day he's anointed, and he brings it from then forever. So what's being said over here? From the day he's anointed. But the Rebbe says, based on what we said before, we can now understand that what the Torah's Koyanim is telling us is that every single day, Ad Oilam, is Yoimi Moshe Chayse. In other words, the Pasuk saying, when does the Kohen Gadol bring the Chavitin? Yoimi Moshe Chayse, on the day that he's anointed. But then Ad Oilam, forever, every single day is like the day he is being anointed. In other words, this idea of being anointed is something that continues to happen every single day. And that gives us an explanation on what Minchas Tamid means. That the Tamidi is the consistency, consists of the fact that what? That every single day, he now has a carbon, a chiv to bring the carbon mincha, as if this was the day that he was anointed. And the Rebbe says, this is actually going to be a nafka minna, the Rebbe says, we could say la halacha as well. According to this explanation of how we understand Minchas Tamid, will then follow, that the chavite koyen gadol that's brought every single day, is like b'yoymi moshach, I say, like it's the day that he's being inaugurated that day. And therefore, says the Rebbe, there's room to say that just like the Kohen Gadol, initially when he starts doing his Avodah, he's not allowed to do any other Avodah until he brings this Minchas Chinuch. Says the Rebbe, we could based on this say that so too every single day, he's not allowed to do the Avodah, at least L'chatchila, he's not allowed to do the Avodah before he first brings these Chavitin. Says the Rebbe, this beer and the way we understand the Minchas Tamid, according to the explanation again that it's a carbon yachid, and that we're saying is that Yoimi Moshe Chayse, it's like every single day he's being anointed anew. And that's being continued. So that every single day, it's therefore, every single day it's like a new chiyuv of bringing a carbon chinuch. Every single day being anointed, now he's bringing, or being inaugurated, and now he's bringing a new carbon. Says the Rebbe, this could also fit very well with the beer in Lekutei Torah, what's called a Chassidish Parsha of the week, where he asks over there on the words biyoyim hi moshach oisei, that he brings the carbon on the day that he's anointed. And the question again is, why does it say biyoyim on the day? It should have said miyoyim hi moshach, from the day that he's anointed. Since right afterwards it says mincha tamid, it's going to be brought every day. And he answers over there, so the idea is because every single day, forever, there should be the gili, this level of yoyim hi moshach oisei, of like the day that he was anointed. And he concludes over there that that's the pshat, what it says by the carbon ar in Mincha Tamid, that is ad oilam, and nevertheless on the one hand it's forever, and at the same time it's always biyoymi Moshe Chayse, it's always in the same gili, that same idea, like the day he was anointed. This is fits with what we explained according to Nigla, that every single day is like the day that yoym hi Moshe Chayse.